From the gospel acclamation we use to St. John, chapter 8, verse 12 says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life." In the gospel we just heard, Jesus gives sight to this blind man. Only sight. Jesus gives us more than sight. He gives us wisdom, true love. He's the light. When we study science, when we say, the teacher asks you, "Do you see the moon?" Of course, yes. At night, you see the moon. And the teacher will tell you, the moon, when you see it, is from the reflection of the light from the sun. The moon reflects the light of the sun, then you can see the moon. At night, we don't see the sun, but you can see the reflection of the sun is the moon. The same image that our Pope Francis invited this year, if mercy, and telling us he wished that when people see us, see Christ. We are the reflection of Christ. Because Christ is the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. When we live the life of God, the Word of God, we reflect the true life of Christ. 2 days ago, I'm very fortunate to meet two persons, the mother of Constance and her boyfriend, Nicholas. What's happening to Constance? Constance, a young woman, end of last year, I think in October, she died at age of 24. When she was 20, she studied in Switzerland on hotel management. She was a hostess, but she found that for a long run, it's better to study hotel management because you cannot work in the air so long, waste energy, because on the air, you cannot keep fit. You know, yesterday we heard that the man who was in the satellite for one whole year, when he come back, that gentleman, astronaut, he felt very weak. All the muscles. So even in air, you cannot keep so much. So she studied management. And at age of 20 in Switzerland, once when she was on the, you know, walk around in the hill, she feel pain. And diagnosis made that she got a cancer. She didn't lose hope. It is within these 4 years, she got 3 times chemo. Fortunately, her friends, her mother, her boyfriend, give him the support. They have a YouTube platform. Just in a short time, more than 20,000 yes to her experience. Simple experience of daily life. How to confront difficulties, how to confront physical weakness, how to continue to love with a positive way of life. And that's the reflection of the gospel. She's a captive. So live the gospel. Through her daily experiences, sharing, so many people converted. Maybe not into Catholic Church, but they come back to the true path of life. Many people scared of suffering, scared of problems, but she confront problems, difficulties with hope in the Lord. Because Christ is the light. Through her, so many young people changed their life. And that's the meaning of how the reflection. So let us keep Jesus always in us. And we can follow Constance. She's now in heaven. But with her strength, day by day, with hope, be a strong person, even though you're weak. In the body, of course, we say, when you're weak, be more strong. Because your strength doesn't come from you. It's all come from our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he said, without me, you can't do anything. There's our belief. There's our mission. We are different, but we are all called to be the disciple of Christ.